All right, it is 9:30 and time for Larry Weber and Weekend Outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Wonderful, and you?
Oh, terrific. Was yesterday warm enough for you?
It was, but today looks like even warmer. I don't know.
Not for us. It's going to be a little bit cooler today, and tomorrow back to the normal, which I'm glad to see. The equinox is about 2 weeks away, 22nd this year of September, and summer seems to be hanging on as long as it can. We've had a temperature in the mid-40s one day this week, but otherwise we've been pretty warm. Once again, a bit dry. We've only been a week into September, but so far no rain at all. Forecast, however, is for rain to be coming on Monday. The Weather Service is saying that a big part of Minnesota is back again into drought conditions. That does not include the Northeast, but much of the state still is. It's kind of interesting to note that we began the year way back in January with the entire state in drought. And then thanks to the late winter snows and wet rain of spring, the entire state was lifted from drought. And now it's back to drought conditions at some places again. So we'll see what this has to offer. Our rain that we got here came just at the right time. We got about 2 inches of rain back in late August. And that was just at the right time to bring out a lot of the berries. And I have been doing some good blackberry picking this week. Raspberries continue to linger, but not much. They're on their way down. I found and ate a few this morning, but they're on their way down. Otherwise, chokecherries are still out there. Pretty good numbers this year. I've seen more people picking chokecherries this year than I have in previous years, last couple years. The apples are coming along well. I've eaten a few straight off the tree this week, and that's always a good sign. They do seem to be a little bit smaller, maybe because of the late start, but they're out there. Crab apples, hawthorns are all out there. Highbush cranberries are now getting ripe. So we are getting now from the stage of the berries, the low plant berries, up now to the tree berries and fruits, and that continues to happen. Also, during my walk this morning, I went by a basswood that was largely colored yellow. As we go through the month, we are going to see more and more color in the leaves of the trees. Yellows by far outnumber the reds, mm-hmm. but there is some reds out there. I saw some reds in red maple, dogwood, pin cherry, and the vine Virginia creeper. I saw reds in all those, even some sumac this past week. But for the most part, the yellows far outnumber, and this is still too early to see much color. As we go through the month, the really bright colors don't show up towards the end. We are now approaching 13 hours of daylight, and the days continue to get shorter as we move toward the equinox, and this brings in migration, and migration is happening. Hawk Ridge has been counting already for close to 3 weeks. Some pretty good numbers. There's been in the hundreds virtually every day. Most of those are sharp-shin hawk, but there's been a pretty good number of bald eagles have been coming across. The really large numbers of broadwing hawks comes to somewhere around the middle of the month, from the middle stretching into about the 25th of the month. And that has not started to happen yet, but it will. Plenty of other birds are migrating as well. One of the things I enjoy about the Hawk Ridge counters is that they make note of the non-raptors as well. And one of the things they recorded this week was a flock of white pelicans that came across. Now, we have white pelicans every year, but they just don't show up too much in migration. And when they do, it's usually not a flock as big as this was. So that's always neat. But speaking of flocks, every single day now, flocks of Canada geese are coming across, and they're very noticeable. I've seen several turkey vultures. I've seen flickers virtually every day. Flickers, a type of woodpecker, usually seen at this time of year along the sides of roads or yards, and usually seen on the ground. But they are migrating through, as is warblers. And that, once again, every day now I see different kinds of warblers and different kinds of sparrows. Other things of note, this is also the migration time for a couple of other critters. We don't think of them as migratory, but the snakes are moving towards a place to hibernate. And I think I see more snakes during September and early October than I do any other time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of variety of them. We just have the red belly snake and the garter snake, as we talked about last week, and they will be showing up in their travels, finding a place to hibernate. And then the monarch butterflies and the green darner dragonflies. The monarch butterflies have been few this year. I've been glad that in each of the last 2 days I've seen them. And that's a really a terrific sign, because many people have been claiming they haven't been seeing them at all. They are out there, but they seem to be more scattered. The milkweed crop was just excellent this year, so it seems like they had a lot of food source. But, of course, they have to show up to lay the eggs to make use of that. And they seem to be in short number this year. However, they are there, and they are in migration mode right now. The green darner dragonflies are just amazing. A year ago, I was up camped at Temperance State Park along the North Shore. And every morning when we went out for a walk along the bike trail there, the green darners were out basking in the morning sunlight, and there were literally hundreds of them. Yeah, and they migrate to continue to go down the shore, and I think I mentioned before how there have been many times at Hawk Ridge I've seen more dragonflies than I've seen raptors, because they do migrate as well. Their migration is not as well known as the monarch, and they don't go as far, but they are migratory. Other butterflies that are out there, some of the late-season butterflies are the white cabbage and the yellow sulfur. I saw them both this week, as well as a few other kinds. There is a very interesting situation that's been I've been watching lately, of a moth that's been hanging around these flocks, the Sweet Williams in front of our house. This moth, people call hummingbird moth because they'll hover at the flowers. They have a long tongue that they stick down into it. They're fascinating to watch. The critter, it just never seems to stop. Now that the flocks are beginning to pass their color, I think it's going to be moving on again. But boy, it sure gave a lot of wonderful sightings while it was here. Lots and lots of goldenrod still in bloom, and when you have the goldenrods in bloom, you have a lot of insects that make use of it. Usually it's the things like the bees and the wasps and the flies and so forth. A lot of these flies mimic the bees. They look kind of like a bee, therefore they get left alone, and that's exactly what they want. But there's plenty of other things there. I found ladybugs on them. I found various kinds of ants and lacewings and so forth, the aphids, all those things on there as well. And then there is the grasshoppers and their cousins, the locusts, just abundant along the roads. I was biking yesterday along one of the trails here, and I just couldn't believe how many there were out there on the road. Katydids, their cousins, are usually back a little further in the grasses, but they are we're able to hear the noises they make. And last night, as an example, I went for a walk about dusk, and three different kinds of katydids I could hear along the side. The cicadas are still calling in the trees. You know, that's one thing that kind of dies off as we get into September, but with this kind of temperature, they keep right on calling. And the spider webs are just phenomenal. 2 days ago, I took a walk in the early morning out in a field. There was a heavy dew, there was a fog, and those conditions were just perfect. It was calm. It was just perfect for seeing all the spider webs that were out there. And once again, you cannot believe how many there are. Literally hundreds. I'd say probably the number is thousands. Mm. It's just amazing how many are out there. But if we don't have that mist and dew and so forth, and you certainly do get the fogs up there, you can see just how abundant the spider webs are. And to me, that's always just a wonderful sign that we have that many spiders. Fall wildflowers, I mentioned goldenrods, the asters and sunflowers continue to go. They're going to start to pass. I saw a type of aster in bloom yesterday for the first time in the season. But for the most part, the goldenrods and sunflowers are a little bit past peak, and I think as we continue to talk in September, we're going to see less of those, but the asters continue for quite a long time. The only thing that we have not seen much of this so far this month has been the mushrooms, and there's just not enough moisture for them. They're out there. I took a walk 2 days ago, and I found clusters of them at different places, but they're just not as many. When people ask me about mushrooms at this time of year, which is the best time of year to find them, and it's dry conditions, I always tell them, look at the down logs, because the ones that are growing on the logs can still pretty much persist even if it's dry, and that's what I found, clusters of them along the logs. So once again, we're going to have a beautiful weekend. Today is warm, tomorrow a little bit cooler. I would suggest getting out and enjoying it. Have a beautiful day, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry.
Sure, bye.
That's Larry Weber, a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. lives with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.